Joining me on the phone now is Maestro Ronald Royer, a multifaceted musician, a musician who wears many hats. We spoke about a month ago in preparation for the Scarborough Philharmonic Orchestra's first concert of the season. That was Schubert's Great Symphony with the brilliant local pianist Lisa Tejera. And I'm so excited, Ron, to have you back on our jukebox. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be back.
How did it go? How were the musicians feeling after a long break and a nice live performance? How did everything go with Schubert's Great Symphony?
We had a great time. It was really fun. I think we were really happy to be back, and I mean, the Schubert is such a great symphony, and Lisa was amazing. It was she was absolutely terrific, and we just really enjoyed performing with her, and the audience was super enthusiastic. And
that's quite a showstopper, that Saint-Saëns, the Piano Concerto Number 2. Great virtuosity there. Almost starts like Bach and develops into something extraordinary. I'm so glad she brought the audience probably to their feet with that one.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
And, yep, and then she had to do an encore, did the Debussy's Clair de Lune, and that was, of course, very popular.
That's a popular one on our station. Well, we're excited. Your season has a terrific start, and we're here to talk about this December performance, December 3rd. Mark your calendars. The Scarborough Philharmonic Orchestra is doing a holiday feature with some music and storytelling. Tell us all about it.
Well, our major work is Beethoven's Second Symphony. It's not played as often as others, but it's really a great symphony. It's so fascinating because it's an early one, very classical, but you hear symphonies that are coming down the line. Like there's little touches of the ninth, the great, and the eighth, and other the fifth symphony, and it's really interesting to see where he's going.
Yeah, it still has, it's similar to the first, he's still in a Haydn-esque umbrella in some ways, still influenced by his great teacher, of course, but it has the hallmarks of Beethoven already.
Absolutely, yeah, so it's classical, but you see the little touches of the romanticism in the
yes.
symphonies that are coming down the line.
Yeah, love the scherzo in that one too. It shows also his witty side.
Absolutely.
Now tell us about some of these other works. You have two Canadian composers, arrangers, all Ontario-based, Bruno D'Agazio and Massimo Guida.
Yes, well, the SPO has a long history of supporting Canadian composers, and as a composer myself, it's a real priority. So we have Bruno, who has a lot of experience as a film composer. And so he chose for the holidays, it's a piece called The Turkey Prince. And it's very humorous. It's about a prince who thinks he's a turkey. but it's a wonderful story. It has a wonderful message. It's fun. And then his music is really sounds like cartoon music. So it's very humorous and fun. And the English horn player gets to try to do their best to sound like a turkey. It's pretty funny.
Oh, wow. Turkey Prince. I'm getting a few vibes here from Mozart's Abduction from the Seraglio.
Yes. So that's a really fun piece that is geared for, well, actually people all ages, for kids, but it's a great
wonderful
one for adults as well. And then we have a new generation composer project, and Massimo Guida is in that. Very talented young man. He just completed his doctorate degree at the University of Toronto, and he did a really wonderful medley of famous Christmas carols, but then he put them together in a way that's really artistic and beautiful and fun and playful and very, very interesting and enjoyable. So, for the audiences, I think we'll have fun because it's obviously Christmas carols that they're new and familiar, but in a new context that'll be fun and enjoyable to listen to for them.
Sounds like a very creative program. And, of course, you have Vivaldi also in there, some well-known masterworks thrown in the mix.
Yep, three teenage violinists. Really brilliant, really talented. So again, with holidays, it's nice to have a little emphasis on younger people. So a lot of really fun stuff. And
yeah, well, I love the way you're supporting both composers and the new generation of talent out there, performers.
Well, thank you. It's it's important. As a teacher myself, you want to support younger talent and give them breaks because it's tough, getting going, getting those first opportunities. So any time that could happen is a good thing in my book.
Absolutely. Well, I'm speaking with Maestro Ronald Royer, who is the director, conductor, composer, man who wears many hats. He is putting on this incredible show called Celebrating the Holidays with Music and Storytelling. That is Saturday, December 3rd. Mark your calendars, December 3rd, 7 p.m. at the Salvation Army Scarborough Citadel, 2021 Lawrence Avenue East. And to get your tickets, go to spo.ca or call their hotline 647-482-7761. I'm going to repeat the number, 647-482-7761. Ron, tell us what else is going on after the new year, 2023.
Our next concert on February 24th is a concert and CD launch, and we're very excited about that. It's featuring the Odin String Quartet and pianist Alexander Panizza. And the CD will be a full album of chamber music by myself, which is a very special thing for me.
Oh, you'll have to tell us more about that one. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Very exciting. Good. And this will be all available on your website, spo.ca, the CD launch.
Yes. Yes. So people could go to our website and see information about that. But
Great. Okay. And then you have Joy of Strings, March 25th, and something each month, something also unique and creative. Tell us a little bit about what else we can expect in your season.
Well, in March, it's a string orchestra concert, and we're also pairing with other string ensembles in Scarborough with the University of Toronto String Ensemble and also Sistema Toronto, the program for young people. So really a celebration of string playing, everything from little kids up to adults. And then in April, we have the ensemble Venitas, a wonderful group, doing their very first orchestra concert. And they're very Mediterranean in their music, but it's very catchy. Imar Tamara, their lead singer, sings, she dances, she's a very charismatic performer, and she has a great ensemble. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Great. And then you're ending on May with the Romantic Spirit.
Yes, featuring the Brahms Second Symphony, which is, of course, a masterpiece. It is Dvorak Slavonic Dances. And then we're doing the Odin Quartets playing with the orchestra in a new Canadian piece called Epitaph by composer Sam Bisson. Really brilliant piece. We premiered it a couple years ago before the pandemic, and then Sam got a Ontario Arts Council grant to record it, and we went into the studio, did a commercial recording, and then at that concert, we're launching, SPO is launching another CD, and with that work on it, so very exciting concert.
Very exciting season. Well, thank you, Ron. Thank you for joining us here on the Jukebox and giving us a nice teaser for your incredible season. So much creativity, two CD launches coming up, some engaging storytelling, seasonal music coming up next Saturday, December 3rd. Get your tickets now, 7 p.m. for that concert at the Salvation Army Scarborough Citadel. You can get your tickets at spo.ca or by calling 647-482-7761. Thank you, Ron. Thank you for joining us, and good luck with your upcoming rehearsals and some of these great concerts coming up.
Thank you so much. It's really a pleasure to be able to talk to you.
Likewise. Till our next chat, you have a wonderful afternoon.